Hi everyone, welcome to Gyno World Podcast. This is Dr. Sunita Pawar, obstetrician, gynecologist from Birth and Beyond Clinic, HSR Layout, Bangalore. In today's episode, I am going to discuss about irregular periods among young women. So please keep listening to this podcast episode till end. It's common for young teen or the preterm girls to experience irregular periods. Menstruation can be influenced by a variety of factors such as start of the puberty, growth spurts and others. A woman typically has her period every 24 to 35 days. That usually lasts between 2 to 5 days. It is observed that young women between 15 to 40 years of age experience irregular periods. Most girls begin menstruation between age 10 to 15. Though some do so earlier or later. It can take a girl up to 2 years after her first period for the consistent regular cycle to form. The regular cycle of period can be varied due to variation in levels of hormones, estrogen and progesterone in women's body. Young girls going through puberty and women nearing menopause frequently experience irregular periods due to different factors. The main common cause of the irregular period is hormonal imbalance. So where do you get the hormonal imbalance? Your stress. No exercise or too much of exercise. No dieting or too much of junk binging. Or there is a change in the weight. Your PCOS, thyroid problems, all this will cause your hormonal imbalance and you will have irregular period. What are the signs of irregular periods? If the period occurs less than 21 days or more than 35 days, it is considered to be irregular. If the period lasts for more than 7 days, it is an irregular period. If you miss 2 or more periods consistently, regularly, then it is an irregular period. Irregular periods are diagnosed by keeping a track record of when the period cycle starts and ends, the amount of flow, passing of significant amount of blood clots, etc. An ultrasound of lower abdomen and pelvic exams are used to diagnose menstrual problems. Blood tests are also recommended by gynecologists in order to monitor women's hormonal levels. Based on the symptoms displayed, irregular periods are treated. Home remedies can be sufficient to provide relief for a woman with minor symptoms. The main treatment for the irregular period we call as a lifestyle modification. Your diet, regular exercise is must. Period pain can sometimes be managed with just painkiller and a heating pad. But sometimes if it is severe, you may need a painkiller. That time you please consult your gynecologist. Sometimes women may have intense pain, heavy bleeding or severe irregularity during her period. That time to control the bleeding or the pain, you may need a medicine which your doctors will prescribe. The heavy bleeding and pain may be because of fibroids, polyps or adenomyosis. So you need to get a sonography to diagnose it. So at the end, what is important, there are some lifestyle changes that will help you for your control of your irregular periods. You have to do the regular exercise, must. You have to eat healthy diet. We are not telling you not to eat outside food. Once in a week is fine, but every day you cannot have outside food. Avoid too much of diet restrictions. That restricts your food and calorie intake. You should have a good sleep of 6 to 7 hours daily. Relaxation, stress reduction techniques, follow the direction of the birth control pills or any other contraception methods. To prevent the toxic shock syndrome and infection, tampons or sanitary napkin must be replaced every 4 to 6 hours. So visit a doctor for the regular examination. So that's all for the day. In case you have a concern or query, you can always consult us and get answers to your questions. Also, for free resources and materials, please go to www.drsunitapawar.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and it's me, Dr. Sunita Pawar, signing off. Thank you.